Hi, this is Brendan Davis from Bedrock Games and the Bedrock blog, and I'm doing another five movie list. I did one, I think it was like early Shaw Brothers or 70s Shaw Brothers, Wuxia recommendations for Wandering Heroes of Oldgate. I want to do a list now of sort of more martial arts Wuxia horror that would have been very influential on Oldgate, but also I'm trying to pick a selection of films that I think would work really well in terms of providing inspiration for a GM. So I'm going to try to pick movies over a range of time, but I'm going to lean more on newer films because I may want to go and do more of like a classic horror wuxia episode. So I tried to limit like stuff from the 70s to just one movie here. And so again, this is not a top 10 list. These are all movies I like, but this is just more about, here are five movies you might or might not know. If you watch them all together, I think it'll give you a lot of ideas for a particular flavor of campaign. And so the first movie is A Chinese Ghost Story. This is, in my opinion, this is the perfect movie. We've done it on the podcast a bunch of times. We've reviewed it. We've talked about it. It's a Ching Si Tong film, and it stars Joey Wong, and it also stars Leslie Cheung and Wu Ma. It's taken from a Pu Song Ling story. It's greatly expanded because the story is, if I remember, it's like 10 pages or something. But all of the basic elements of the story are there. It's very interesting, and I think it also really captures how ghosts in Chinese literature work and how you can work them into a campaign to fit the genre. I don't want to give too much away, but it's got elements of a love story. It's got, you know, it's got all kinds of martial arts action, and it's got comedy, but it's really tight. And even though it has a lot of comedy, it's one of the more moving and heartfelt movies in this genre, I think. The ending, I think, really works in this film. It's a very effective movie. Very good use of music. I think it's a great film. And it absolutely had a massive influence on Oldgate. So this would be the first one I would suggest taking a look at. Now, the second one is, there's a story in Pu Song Ling. I think it's called Huapi, but it's Painted Skin. It's been done a bunch of times. King Hu has done it. There's a 2008 version of Painted Skin. There's one from the 60s that is actually pretty spectacular, even though I've never been able to see it with subtitles. Just watching it for like the makeup job and stuff, it's been very interesting for me. But what I'm going to recommend here is not Painted Skin, but Painted Skin the Resurrection. So this is the 2012 sequel to the, I think it was the 2008 Painted Skin. I might have the date a little bit wrong. I really like this movie a lot. This is maybe, better, in my opinion. I think some people would disagree. I think it's better than the 2008 version. Just in my personal opinion. It has a little bit more of a fantasy element to it. It's not clear where this is set, if I recall. I think they keep things kind of vague. And it's got a lot of magic that feels kind of made up for the movie. But I think it really works. It looks beautiful. I haven't seen it in a few years, so I'd have to, watch it again to see how well the CG holds up, because that's always a factor. But I remember it having a really beautiful color palette and great costumes and a really interesting storyline that, again, has a love story but has a lot of other things going on. And it's got a number of high-profile actors in it as well. So I just think that, it's a really good movie, and I love the cast. The director, I think his name is Wershan. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It also got Yang Mi in an earlier role. I think she was in the Return of Condor Heroes series before this, and a couple other things. But this is one of the first movies I remember seeing her in. And I hope I don't pronounce the name wrong, but it's got Zhu Zun, who I'm sure you've probably seen in a bunch of things. She's a very recognizable actress from China, and Zhao Wei and Chen Kun. The original Painted Skin from 2008, not the first Painted Skin, but the one in this series, had Donnie Yen in it. And that's a good movie. I just feel that this movie takes it in a much more interesting direction for me. I love the Painted Skin story. And I like the first Painted Skin movie, but there's something about it that just feels a little off compared to this one for my preference. So I would recommend Painted Skin: The Resurrection. Even if you don't like it as much as the original Painted Skin, this is way more gameable. You'll get a lot of adventure ideas out of this movie. The next film is Legend of the Demon Cat. This was one that really surprised me. This is a 2017 film. And I've been disappointed with a lot of more recent releases, so I don't watch them as often. I kind of want to go and see if I can find some good movies that have come out in the past few years. But anytime I do, I'm usually disappointed. But this one was really spectacular. It's set in the Tang period, and it's based on like the historical characters. Like the lead investigator in it is like an actual official from the time. I believe it's based on a graphic novel, and it's got like, there's a historical concubine who's like at the heart of a mystery, and you know, it involves murder and a magic cat and all the, it's a really crazy film. It's been about 2 years since I last saw it, so I'm not going to give you a breakdown of the plot in case I get it wrong. But I remember the sets being absolutely gorgeous. If you want to see what a town and what houses would have looked like in an Ogre Gate-like setting, and again, this is the Tang, not the Song, but it, you know, it's pretty close. This will give you a really good idea. They do a really good job with just the architecture of the buildings and the characters walking through them. Just that alone is amazing. But then there's all these beautiful scenes involving CGI that, again, I'm not a fan of CGI, but it was done really well here. I was really impressed with the visuals of this movie. It's also just, I mean, it's just a beautiful film. Everything in it is beautiful. It's one of those kind of movies. So, you know, like the actors and actresses are beautiful. The scenery is beautiful. The costumes are beautiful. Everything in this film just works visually. And the story's good. It's got a really great sort of mystery to it. I was very surprised by this film. So I'd highly recommend Legend of the Demon Cat. I'm sure you're going to get great adventure ideas out of it, especially if you're looking for investigations and you want a little bit of supernatural in there. There's a plot twist with the cat that gets a little bit confusing potentially, but I don't think it's that difficult to follow. So I highly recommend, again, Legend of the Demon Cat. Let's see, who directed this one? It was Chen Cage directed it, and it was just a really outstanding movie. So the next movie is a King Hu film, and this is Legend of the Mountain. I think I reviewed Raining on the Mountain on here as well. I know maybe it was on the blog, one of the two. And I'm sure I've covered this on the podcast or on the blog at some point. It's a really good movie. It's a much more subdued horror movie. It's very dreamlike. It's very domestic. It's one of these movies where I can't give too much away, but I'll just say that it involves a scholar going to a remote like fortress to copy a manuscript or a sutra, and he ends up marrying a woman who resides there, and he finds out there's this really dark secret in the region. And it's so remote, there's only a handful of people. There's like a small settlement and a couple of families, that sort of thing. But it just really creates a strong sense of place. I love how it creates a sense of place, and I love how subtle it is introducing the supernatural and horror elements. It's so subtle that they really creep up on you, because it's the line between this world and the next world is very blurred. I think the term people like to use these days is liminal spaces. It's starting to annoy me, that language, but this is a movie that gets into that, where the plot kind of kicks off with the character sort of in an almost dreamlike state, and everything in the movie feels like it's walking that line between reality and the supernatural, this world and the next world. I think it's a great film. Zhu Feng is in it. Like I said, it's a King Hu film. She's outstanding in this movie. And Shi Chun is in it also. I think it came out in 1979. If you look back on the podcast, I'm sure I have coverage of this film. I probably have a full breakdown of it. And if not, it's probably on the blog. It's also, this is one that's available in Blu-ray, like high definition, all that stuff. It got a thorough restoration, looks really good. It's long. King Hu movies tend to be long, but I highly recommend it. Just keep in mind, it's a little more slower paced than some of the other entries on this list. Now, the last movie is not necessarily a proper horror movie, but it's shot as a horror movie, and it has a lot of horror movie elements to it. And so I think it's dark enough as a wuxia film to constitute being on this list. This is 1972 Finger of Doom. I've probably mentioned this on here as well. It stars Ivy Ling Po. I think it's a tremendous film. It's really hard to find. You can find it on video CD. I think you could probably find it online, but the quality is not going to be super high because all of the transfers I've seen are all from video CD. And what that means is it's going to be a little small image on the screen, and it's not going to be very high resolution, but your eyes will adjust if you watch it. And this is a movie I think is worth watching. Even the version I have is video CD. So when I put it on my TV, I got this little tiny box that's not very high resolution, but my eyes adjust, and it's worth watching, and it's worth changing on a video CD. You have to, the movie is divided into two discs. And so you have to swap them out. It's worth it. This one is because of the mood. Also, if you're a fan of the Sons of Lady 87 book, there's a sect in there, the Vermilionberg Tea House, that draws heavily from this idea of these golden finger sleeves that they wear and how they use them to control people and make them into zombies. And also it's got like there's like a sexual or a sensual strain through it, because the lead villainess is kind of like a harlot type figure as well. So, but it's done, I think, really well. Some of these movies, they can veer into, it depends on who's doing it. They can take that into sort of a more crazy direction. Here, I thought it kind of added something to the story and to the characters. It made her character more interesting. She's just kind of this nefarious, doesn't care about the conventions of the world type character, and is very bloodthirsty and lustful. But the Ivy Ling Po character is sort of more the hero. And so, this is I thought a very good movie, a very interesting movie, because the way that it's shot looks like a horror movie. It looks like the director was very influenced by stuff like Universal and Hammer Horror. And yeah, it just definitely, I think it works. I was very inspired by it when I saw it. So that's my list. I'll probably be on with another list. I'm going to try, because I'm not a big fan of top 10 lists and top 5 lists, because I find that these always change in your mind, like what you would rank where, and also it forces you to exclude certain things, and that's just not the way that I think about this kind of stuff. So I prefer doing these five movie chunks that are kind of more like, here's five movies you might be interested in, and here's why I think these ones work as a unit together. So the first video I did was sort of more like I packaged them because they all shared like a 70s aesthetic. And so it'll either be done that way or done this way, where I feel like there's like a real thematic thread that you could use at the table. So those are the movies. Again, if you haven't checked out our games, I have Wandering Heroes of Ogregate is a wuxia RPG, and I have Strange Tales of Song Ling, which is basically like a Chinese ghost story type stuff. And there's also Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades, which is put out by Osprey, and that's very much sort of a pure wuxia type game. So, all right, I will let you go, and I will talk to you later.